Nu ne șaște veciară naică ni până să dormă și am stat pe cău, rău că n-am hiticari nou, ci guvanei mânău și rănia că rău. Radha Krishna Pararavinda Vajana Nandena Matalikau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jeeva Gopalakau Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra Paraman Niramat Saranam Satam Vedyam Vashtavam Atra Vashtu Shivadam Tapatrayan Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite King of I Para Ishara Sadhya Ridhi Avarujyate Atra Kriti Vishu Shushibitakshanat Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nadim Udbhayato Baham Pancha Pancha Dbhutam Griham Quaj Chitnang Shang Chitrakatam Shaurya Pabhyam Swayam Brahmi Nadim Udbhayato Baham Pancha Pancha Dbhutam Griham Quach Chidang Shang Chitra Katam Shaurya Pabhyam Swayam Brahmi. Please chant. Matijis. Hare Krishna. We will read the subsequent verses. Verses 1 to 8, and then this translation. And before that, we will read the chapter summary. This is the beginning of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Chapter 5, Narad Muni goes by Prajapati Daksha. This chapter relates how all the sons of Daksha were delivered from the clutches of the material energy by following the advice of Narad, who was therefore cursed by Daksha. Influenced by the external energy of Lord Vishnu, Prajapati Daksha begot 10,000 sons in the womb of his wife, Panchajani. These sons, who were all of the same character and mentality, were known as the Hariyashvas. Ordered by their father to create more and more population, the Hariyashvas went to the place where the river Sindhu, now Indus, meets the Arabian Sea. In those days, this was the site of a holy lake named Narayan Sharas, where there were many saintly persons. The Hariyashvas began practicing austerities, penances, and meditation, which are the engagements of the highly exalted renounced order of life. However, when Srila Narad Muni saw these boys engaged in such commendable austerities simply for material creation, he thought it better to release them from this tendency. Narad Muni described to the boys that their ultimate goal of life, Narad Muni described to the boys their ultimate goal of life and advised them not to become ordinary karmis to beget children. Thus, all these sons of Daksha became enlightened and left never to return. Prajapati Daksha, who was very sad at the loss of his sons, begot 1,000 more sons in the womb of his wife, Panchajani. And ordered them to increase progeny. These sons, who were named Shavalashvas, also engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu to beget children, but Narad Muni convinced them to become mendicants and not beget children. Foiled twice in his attempts to increase population, Prajapati Daksha became most angry at Narad Muni and cursed him, saying that in the future he would not be able to stay anywhere. Since Narad Muni, being fully qualified, was fixed in tolerance, he accepted Daksha's curse. Text number one. Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, impelled by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, Prajapati Daksha begot 10,000 sons in the womb of Panchajani, Ashikini. My dear king, these sons were called Haryashvas. Text 2. My dear king, all the sons of Prajapati Daksha were alike in being very gentle and obedient to the order of their father. When their father ordered them to beget children, they all went to the western direction. In the west, where the river Sindhu meets the sea, there is a great place of pilgrimage known as Narayan Sharas. Many sages and other advanced spiritual consciousness live there. In that holy place, the Haryashvas began regularly touching the lake's waters and bathing in them. Gradually becoming very much purified, they became inclined toward the activities of Paramahansas. Nevertheless, because their father had ordered them to increase the population, they performed severe austerities to fulfill his desires. One day, when the great sage Narad saw those boys performing such fine austerities to increase the population, Narad approached them. Texts 6 to 8, which include the translation to this verse, which is text 8. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Narad said, "My dear Haryashvas, you have not seen the extremities of the earth. There is a kingdom where only one man lives and where there is a hole from which, having entered, no one emerges. A woman there who is extremely unchaste adorns herself with various attractive dresses, and the man who lives there is her husband. In that kingdom, there is a river flowing in both directions. A wonderful home made of 25 materials, a swan that vibrates various sounds, and an automatically revolving object made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. You have not seen all this, and therefore you are inexperienced boys without advanced knowledge. How then will you create progeny?" Purport. Narad Muni saw that the boys known as the Haryashvas were already purified because of living in that holy place and were practically ready for liberation. Why then should they be encouraged to become entangled in family life, which is so dark that once having entered it, one cannot leave? Through this analogy, Narad Muni asked them to consider why they should follow their father's order to be entangled in family life. Indirectly, he asked them to find within the cores of their hearts the situation of the Supersoul, Lord Vishnu, for then they would truly be experienced. In other words, one who is too involved in his material environment and does not look within the core of his heart is increasingly entangled in the illusory energy. Narad Muni's purpose was to get the sons of Prajapati Daksha to divert their attention towards spiritual realization instead of involving themselves in ordinary but complicated affairs of propagation. The same advice was given by Prahlad Maharaj to his father, Tatsadumanye Surya Varya Dehinam Sada Samudvigna Diyam Satgrahat Hidvatma Patam Griham Andukubam Vanam Gato Yad Dhanim Ashrayeta. In the dark well of family life, one is always full of anxiety because of having accepted a temporary body. If one wants to free himself from this anxiety, one should immediately leave family life and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Narad Muni advised the Hariashvas not to enter household life. Since they were already advanced in spiritual knowledge, why should they be entangled in that way? Srila Prabhupada ki. Mukham kardi vachalam pangam langa teginim chat kripa tamaham bande shri gunam dinatarinam. The household life is described in this purport as andakupam. Kupam is a well, and anda means dark, blind. So this is an analogy given by Prahlad Maharaj, because superficially, from the surface, household life doesn't seem to be such a fallen condition. Just like a well in the field, you don't realize the depth. That's why it's called andakupam. You can't actually see dark. You can't actually see how deep it is. And sometimes a well is even covered over by grass, and you can fall into the well. You never expected it. You would fall so deep. That is the analogy Sri Prahlad Maharaj gives of household life. Didn't expect that it would be like that, but it is like that. Why is that? In another place, Prahlad Maharaj explains to Hiranyakashipu in another place that Pungshastriya Maitun Bhavam, the Pungshastriya Maitun Bhav, the inclination Bhav to Pungshastriya Maitun, to associate with the opposite sex in whatever level. Tara Ridaya Granti Mahu, it produces a Ridaya Granti. The Ridaya is a heart and Granti is a knot. In other words, it creates attachment in the heart, very deeply rooted. What is that knot? That is where the knot is soul being tied to the body. That knot becomes tighter and tighter and tighter when there is Pungshastriya Maitun. When there is male and female association, that knot of the soul to the body becomes tighter and tighter and tighter. Because one is, the Pungshastriya Maitun is all based on the body. Nowadays men also together do this, but generally, naturally it's man and woman. That means male body, female body. So it's all based on the body. The Maitun, the association, the meeting, Maitun, meeting. In whatever degree, means the same word, means meeting, and it means conjugal meeting also, maitun. So that binds the soul to the attachment to the senses. And the satisfaction that the senses provide, the illusory happiness that the senses provide, and sensual satisfaction, boga shaya prashaktanam taya parita cheta. In Gita, Krishna says the same thing, that too much attachment to the boga, the pleasure that the senses provide, tai aparita cheta, that will cover your consciousness, that will bewilder you. So therefore, the pleasures that are acquired or that are based on Pungshastriya Maitun, they bewilder the soul. Therefore, this verse says, hit atmapatam. Atmapatam means the place where self-realization stops. Atmapatam. Atma. Atmagyan patam is degraded. Is destroyed. Atmapatam griham andakupam. The household life is a place where self-realization is destroyed. And Prahlad goes on to explain why. Because ato griha kshetra suta aptabitai janashya mohoya mahamameti. Because therefore, or subsequently, After the Pungshastriya Maitun, Acha, then Griha, there is house. Kshetra, there is land. Suta, there is children. Apta, there is relatives. Bitai, there is wealth. And the entangled jiva becomes very much busy maintaining these things. Shall I share with you a funny story from my own experience? Whether you find it funny or not, up to you, but I found it funny. After I entered the Grihastha ashram, I said to my new wife, Notun Bo, I said, so would you like to join me on the traveling Sankirtan party? And she said, we need a house. So there must be Griha, a place, there must be Griha. Husband not so interested in curtains, in carpets, in what are they called, lampshades. Care about these things, who cares? Turn the light on. But the husband becomes busy acquiring these things for the griha. It's not just a griha, it's not just four walls. There's a lot of stuff that goes in the four walls. And then I bumped into Doyo Garanga Prabhu in Krishnanagar in the shop where they sell curtain material. And I said, Jesse, would you ever have expected it? Here we are spending hours in the curtain shop curtain material shop store, you know, checking the different, you know. And years ago we were there on the traveling Sankirtan party. Anyway, this is Griha. And then Griha, and then children, and then and in relatives, and then wealth, of course, wealth. Divacha Ata Ihara Rajan Kutumba Baraninava. Beginning in the second canto, Shukadev Goswami describes, they are busy with two things. Diva, in the daytime, arta ihaya, making money. Diva cha arta ihaya rajan kutumba baranenava. Kutumba, for the family. Prabhupada tells about some Scottish guy's economic principle. And they're only interested in employing the man if he is married. Because then he will be very interested in making profit. Because this is the apta bitai, relatives and wealth, and becomes busy. Now, actually, even the entanglement with the stree is not as extreme, or it's not as deep as the entanglement or the attachment to the children. That is very deep. That is very powerful illusion. That when one produces a child with the wife, then the attachment that one has for that child is very deep. And we see everywhere we go that basically people are almost 100% preoccupied with this, trying to provide a nice future for their children. And they will accept so much difficulty for that because of this attachment that the child, and which is produced from my body. This is Janasya Moha. Illusion. Aham mameti. This is my child. My child. It's impossible to overcome this. Mama maya duratya. To think differently between my child and any child. It's impossible. It's such heavy moha. So, therefore, Prahlad, and Prabhupada is quoting it, and as we'll see, Narad is explaining better not to get into that if you don't have to, because it's very difficult to get out. It's very difficult to disentangle oneself. As we'll see, Narad preaching in this chapter, much easier if you do the, any electricians here, Hari Leela, he's an electrician, I'm sure you will be able to evaluate. It takes a lot more energy, a lot more cost to, if you take the butter out of the fridge and it melts, and then to cool it again, that takes a lot more electric power than to simply maintain the butter at an appropriate cool temperature. That takes much less energy. But to went from the melted condition again to make it cold, that takes a lot of energy. So therefore, Prahlad recommends hitvatma patam grihamandakupa. Hitva means abandon. You have to get out of that. You have to abandon that. In order to take shelter of God, And we'll see Narad preaching in this way. Now, it's interesting because Mahaprabhu also abandoned household life. However, Mahaprabhu's reasons for abandoning household life are very interesting. It wasn't exactly, Mahaprabhu was not exactly giving up the deep dark well, and not exactly for that reason. Would you like to hear the reasons why Mahaprabhu gave up household life? Listen carefully. It is very instructive. Sri Gauda Madhura Lila Ja Akane Probeshila Ridoy Nirmal Bhelota Ridoya Nirmal Bhelota. Just by hearing about the pastimes of Sriman Mahaprabhu, one's heart becomes purified. One day Mahaprabhu explained to the devotees that the medicine which was meant for curing the bile, Pipalakanda, has created the opposite effect. Pipalakanda, the Ayurvedic medicine, which is meant for reducing mucus, Mahaprabhu said, has produced the opposite effect. It has created more mucus. All the devotees were confused. Huh? What's this mean? Nityananda Prabhu knew, our Lord will soon accept sannyas. So this Pipalakanda analogy is very interesting. Would you like to hear about it? One day Mahaprabhu was sitting there and he was chanting japa of Gopi here in Navadip, Mayapur, in his house, chanting Gopi, 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 Gopi. And one student came and immediately he saw this and he was bewildered. And he began to instruct Mahaprabhu, what is this Gopi, Gopi, Gopi? We don't hear this described in any scripture, chanting Gopi, Gopi. You should chant the name of Krishna. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Srabana Kirtana. By chanting the name of Krishna, one acquires so much punya. You should chant the name of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, as soon as he heard the name of Krishna, he responded. He said, what? You telling me to chant the name of this Krishna? This debauchee? This thief? Why are you bringing this Krishna? Mahaprabhu said, he is controlled by women. He said, one time he cut off the ears and nose of a woman. And how he cheated Bali Maharaj, he was so cruel. And you're asking me to chant the name of that Krishna? And Mahaprabhu becoming more angry. He picked up a stick. And he began to chase that student. And he's running, and that student, fearing for his life. Running. Mahaprabhu almost catching him. Mahaprabhu, long and Gauranga, and so powerful. And then the devotees saw, and the devotees say they caught Mahaprabhu. They stopped him. Otherwise, he would have caught that student. The student running. Went to all the other students, and he's... And they said, brother, what is it? What happened? And he said, what happened to me? I cannot tell you. He said, I heard that Nimai was a very pious person, very spiritually advanced, and I went to visit him, and there he was sitting chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. I gave him some good instruction. You should chant the name of Krishna. And I quoted the appropriate evidences from the Shastra. Brothers, you wouldn't believe how he responded when I mentioned the name of Krishna. He became so angry. He became so agitated. And how he blasphemed Lord Krishna, my lips cannot repeat. And then he picked up a stick and he was going to beat me. And then today, brothers, I tell you, I just escaped with my life. And those students, they all said, what is this? Who does he think he is? Together, we were there in the school studying together. We are also the sons of Brahmins. He may be the son of Jagannath Mishra, but we're also aristocratic Brahmin families. Who does he think he is, becoming the master like that, ordering everybody? We will teach him a good lesson. If he tries such a thing again, or if he acts in such a way again, we will give him a good beating. So one day, Mahaprabhu, of course, he's the super soul in the heart of all the jiva, all the living entities, so he was fully aware of this incident. One day he said this to the devotees. The medicine, Pipalakanda, which was meant for curing the mucus, has produced the opposite effect. So what is that? What is that mucus? What is that medicine? Well, it's interesting if we actually explore this in a little more depth. What Mahaprabhu is doing, Gopi Bhava, Rashamritadbi Lahalik, Olalal Magnoda Mahud. He was relishing Kalola Magnoda Mahud. Gopi Bhava Rasha Amrita Abdi, the Abdi, the ocean of Rasa, of the Gopi's love for Krishna, Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Abdi, Lahari Kalola, the ripples and the waves, Magno Mahur. Again and again, Mahur means repeatedly, Magno, enter into. The feelings, what are those feelings? The feelings are there, are fully revealed by our Goswamis. Radha kunda tate kalinda tanaya tide cha bangshi bate prema namadava shada shesha dashaya grashto pramato sada. Grashto, they were haunted. Pramato, completely mad, sada, all the time. Radha kunda tate kalinda tanaya tide cha bangshi bate, wandering around Vrindavan. Hey Radhe, Braja Devike, Chalalite, Hananda Shunukutai. Where are you, Nanda Maharaj? Where are you, Radharani? This is the mood of the gopis. The highest mood of separation of Krishna. The mood of the gopis when Krishna left the Rasa Lila and they were wandering around and talking to the plants. Have you seen Nandanandan? Oh, I see that the leaves of the trees have been brushed with the kumkum of Radharani. Did they pass by here and talking to the bar? Like mad women, mad. This is the Gopi Bhav Mahaprabhu was meditating on. Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. He came to taste. What is it that they find so attractive about me that they go mad? Grasto pramatta sada gayanto cha kare hara guna varam. Just by hearing about me, bhav abhibhuta, the feelings overwhelm them. Bhav abhibhuta mudha. And they become completely intoxicated. What is that about me? Mahaprabhu was, he came to experience that. He was experiencing. This is how Mahaprabhu was actually, he was following the order of his spiritual master. This is his system. After taking the initiation, Ishwarapuri gave Mahaprabhu a specific instruction. Nache gao bhakta shange koro shankirtan krishna nama upadeshi tarasavajon. He said that you should dance, nache gao, you should sing bhakta sange in the association of the devotees, koro shankirtan. And in this way, krishna nama upadeshi tarasavajon, in this way you preach. Mahaprabhu was preaching by relishing. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore shabai e shikaniya shabnariya fiche neche gurnitai. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore shabai. It's dancing, fiche wandering, neche dancing all over Nadia. This is how he was teaching. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore shabai. It's very simple. Just relishing, just Nam Sankirtan, Nache, Gao, dance and sing, Bhakti Shange, Koro Sankirtan, Krishna Nama, Upadeshi, Tara, Sharava, John. Deliver them by this process of Sankirtan. And even Mahaprabhu's instructions to Haridas and Nityananda were not extremely sophisticated. Shuno Shuno Nityananda, Shuno Haridas, Savatra, Savatra, Agyai, Amar Agyai, Koroho Prakash. Proti gore gore gi koro e bikha. Bhaja Krishna, bolo Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. All this, he instructed them. It was very simple. Proti gore gore gi e, you go to every house, koro e bikha, and you beg this of the people, bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, bolo Krishna, chant Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Follow Krishna's instructions. That was it. That was Mahaprabhu's teaching. Not more elaborate than that. And he was doing all-night Sankirtan. There's no pravachan, alochana, discussion, lecture in Subhasanga. You don't hear described. They would start Kirtan in the evening, they would do Kirtan all night. That was Mahaprabhu's following the order. However, and therefore Mahaprabhu says, the medicine which was meant to decrease the bile has produced the opposite effect. Because me relishing this prema ras, sankirtan ras, and now they want to beat me. People are kanda. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, have to have a different approach. So he said to Nityananda Prabhu, tomorrow I will give up household of life. Because today they want to beat me, tomorrow they will take my feet, they will fall at my feet. Because any sannyasi, they will respect. That's why Mahaprabhu gave up household life. Otherwise, there was no need for him. Grihe, grihe babone te take, hago ranga bole dake, narotama mage tarashanga. Narotam is desiring to associate with anyone, whether he lives in the house or the forest, who takes the name of Gauranga. Mahaprabhu was desiring to associate with Srivas Thakur and the householders. He was relishing their sangha and doing sankirtan. One time Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, "You don't go to the office. We don't see you going out and doing any work." Is it described? Srivas Thakur went off to the office or went off. Nothing wrong with going to the office, anyone who goes to the office. But anyway, this is what is described. "You don't go to work. How do you maintain your house? How do you you have a big household." Srivas Thakur, mother-in-law was there, wife, Malini, big extended family, dukhi, servants, pets, big, big house. "How do you maintain them? We don't see you going to work." Srivas Thakur looked at Mahaprabhu and did this. Egg do it in. Egg do it in. Mahaprabhu says, "What is this? Egg do it in. 1, 2, 3. What is this?" Srivas Thakur said that, "I wait 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Then if no food comes, I will throw myself in the Ganga. Because I know food will come, because you will send it, because you promise." I become the provider. I become the carrier of anyone who is ananya chintayanto mam, always thinking of me, ye jana paryupashate, worshipping me, tesha nitta abhyuktam, constantly engaged in serving me. I become their maintainer. And Mahaprabhu quoted the verse. He said, "Remember what I said? You believe?" And Mahaprabhu, he said, "Srivas," he said, "even if Lakshmi Devi herself becomes impoverished and has to go begging door to door, you will never feel any short, you will never experience any shortage in your house. You just sit here and be happy in your home." You sit there and be happy in your home. You didn't say, "Get out." You didn't say that because it wasn't required. You stay at home or you go to the forest, you call out the name of Gauranga. And when the devotees heard Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, they were not in approval. They were not in agreement. Gadadhar said, "What is this cutting your hair? You think you will get Krishna by shaving your head? What about Sachimata? She's completely dependent on you." And then going to Puri, Nityananda. Okay, Mahaprabhu said, "I will take bath in the river. You kindly look after my possessions, Danda, Kamandalu." "Not very much." "Come back after bath. Where's my Danda?" "Where's my Danda? That's all I had." "Okay, you go behind, you go in front. I'm not going with you guys to Puri." And we're not in approval. So Mahaprabhu's sannyas was because he was relishing here, but actually he had a mission. Now, when Mahaprabhu first received the initiation from Ishwarapuri, even that time he was mad. Jopadi jopadi mantra karele pagol, kiba mantra dilogoshai, kiba tarbol. Jopadi jopadi mantra karele pagol. What is this mantra? Chanting it, I've gone crazy. Mahaprabhu, even from Bihar, from Gaya, he wasn't going to come back. He went one night. He just got up and went, "I'm going to Govardhan, I'm going to Gopal." He was just off. He wasn't going to come back. Lakshmi Devi, Sachimata, I forget. He was going. And a voice from the sky was heard. "Wait. Do not go to Vrindavan now." "Oh, Mahaprabhu, huh? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." He was so mad by the Jopati Jopati Mantra Garale Pagal, he forgot he was God. "You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." "You have to go to Mayapur. You have a mission to fulfill." Mahaprabhu, okay. "I want you to go to Vrindavan later." Okay, Mahaprabhu came back to Mayapur. So the mission was, we see Mahaprabhu's preaching very, actually, rashik, very sweet, very sublime. Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, Gaura Krishna, Shika. That was it. That's enough. Nache Gao, because that's the instruction he received. Nache Gao, Bhakti Sangha. Chant and dance in the association of devotees. Murka Tumi, Tomar Nahika Vedanta Arika, Krishna Nama Japashara, E Mantra Shah. You just chant with the devotees. That is everything. Still, Mahaprabhu's mission had different levels. Rupa and Sanatan, they did not come to Mayapur. Rupa and Sanatan. So Mahaprabhu had to go to empower them. Jiva Goswami came to Mayapur. Rupa and Sanatan didn't come. Jiva Goswami came and Nityananda Prabhu took him on tour. Navadip Nama Mahatmya. And when Mahaprabhu went to Ram Kelly first time, met Rupa and Sanatan, the devotee was saying, why you come here? You know, this is the Rajdhani, what is it, city, the capital of the Muslim Empire. What are you doing here? Mahaprabhu said, I only come for these two brothers. To empower Rupa and Sanatan. And then he met with Rupa and Sanatan, Allahabad, Prayag, Varanasi, and deeply instructed them, Rupa Shikha, Sanatan Shikha. He instructed them in all the details. He went to Varanasi. He instructed Prakash Ananda Saraswati, the sannyasi. They respected him. Mahaprabhu's instructions to the sannyasi, Prakasananda Saraswati. He established, you read that, it's so philosophical. He established Achincha Bed Abed Tattva. He established it amongst the Vedantists. He was a sannyasi. From household to come. Mahaprabhu did this for the mission. He empowered Rupa and Sanatan. He went to Puri. And this young sannyasi with the Gauranga, with a beautiful form, and attracted the attention of Sarvabhauma, who was the guru of the king. And thus he immediately was able to establish the Sankirtan mission on a very high profile level. The guru of the king has become a madman. He was eating the dry oil cakes of Vedanta. I will instruct you on the 7 days on the Vedanta so you can become fixed in sannyas. And after that, he wouldn't even say the name Mukti. He changed the verse. Ridvag vapubi vidadhan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade mukti. He changed the verse of the Bhagavatam. Jiveta yo bhakti pade sadayabak. He couldn't even utter the word mukti. He became so fanatic, so much enraptured by Mahaprabhu. This is high profile preaching. The big great Puri scholar, great pundit. So Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas for this reason. For us, the Sankirtan mission, Pritibiti Ache Jotanagaragam, Savatta Procha Hoy Bemorana. He travelled in South India and preaching to Ramananda Roy and the Rasa Tattva and preaching to the different sampradayas. So for these reasons, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. But actually, this was not Hitvatma Paratam Griha Mandakupam. This is not giving up the household life because it's a deep dark well. One time in the kirtan in Srivas Angan, Srivas son left the world in the kirtan, and Srivas heard the ladies were wailing, and he went in and he said, "What is this, you foolish ladies? Keep quiet, you'll disturb the kirtan." What is the inauspiciousness? He's left his body in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doing Sankirtan. Just keep quiet. He said, don't make noise. If you are lamenting, lament inside, but don't disturb the kirtan. Mahaprabhu is here dancing. We're not going to disturb the kirtan. And don't disturb me, I'm going back to the kirtan. And he went back, and he's doing kirtan. Could you imagine? Your son leaves the body, I'm in the kirtan. Where is the undercoop? Where is the darkness? This is the Sankirtan mission. And later, the devotees gradually heard, and all night, in the morning, dawn, and Mahaprabhu gets news. I heard a great calamity has happened here. Yes, Srivas Thakur's son left the world. Remember, we said, when did this happen? 7 hours ago. 7 hours ago. Why you didn't tell me? We didn't want to disturb you. Srivas says, yeah, you're kirtan. You're doing kirtan in my home. What is this? Mahabhu went and immediately the son sat up and began talking. Yes. Mahabhu said, what's going on? The son sat up. He said, yes. My stay in the family of Srivas Thakur has come to an end. I was here for my allotted period of time. Tata deha antara prapti. At the end of the body, our allotted time comes to an end. We have to go to another place. Now that time has come. I am leaving. I had so many mothers, so many fathers. And he gave the transcendental wisdom and everyone was appeased. And then they went and did the funeral rites. So this is the the nature of the associates of Mahaprabhu. Grihe babo ne te take. What does it matter? When Mahaprabhu was in South India, he met one Brahmin, Korma. And that Brahmin said, I'm suffering in the entanglement, the undercoop. I'm always busy, always thinking about. Something comes to mind. Years ago in Melbourne, I was a brahmachari and I was one devotee, household. I was asking him, what's it like in household life? And he said, Prabhu, three times a day, three meals a day on the table. You have to provide every day. Three meals, one after another. No end. He was kind of exhausted. And you can't not provide the meals. You can't not provide the meals. It's a riot. It's a protest. We're hungry. So this can be exhausting. Three times a day, the meals. And then everything else. It's exhausting. So this householder, he said to Mahaprabhu, he said, I want to go with you. I want to free me from this entanglement. I want to go with you. What did Mahaprabhu say? Listen carefully. It is very instructive. Mahaprabhu said, Jari dekha tarikaha Krishna upadesh amaragya guru hoy tara e desh. He said, whoever you see, Jari dekha tarikaha, you tell them, Krishna upadesh amaragya guru hoy tara e desh. And then he said, Kobuna badite tomar bishoy taranga punarapi eitai pabeno shanga. He said that if you act in this way, if you preach in household life, Kobuna badite tomar bishoy taranga. Your bishoy taranga means your enjoyment. Bishoy taranga. The waves of enjoyment. Kobu na bhadite will not bind you. The enjoyment that is there in household life of having ahammameti ato griha kshetra sutta abda vitai, my wealth, my house, my children, my wife. If one is preaching Mahaprabhu's mission in the household of life, that will not cover his. That will not bind him. That's what he said. Kobu na bhadite tomar bishoy taranga punarapi, and again. Eitai, here, Pabe Morshanga, I will be here with you. Jai, Srimad Mahaprabhu ki. So this is very instructive. And this is the Sankirtan movement. We see in these places where congregational preaching is developing, such huge preaching. In our, within the deshas, the different deshas, we won't say them publicly. But you know, the deshas, Vivina desh, Damada desh, Mathura desh, and maybe some devotees are listening. Kanaya desh, thousands and thousands of devotees, no renunciates. No renunciates. Everyone's householder. Preaching, so empowered preachers. So many people taking the Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu's mission. So, this is also the success of ISKCON. Our congregation is so huge. Our number of devotees, those in the household life, is a huge number, 98% or something of devotional demography. And the preaching is going on in that way. And such grihastha life is actually ideal. Now, here in the case, so generally, as Mahaprabhu was indicating, Grihe Babone Te Take Agorangabole, it is wherever you are, you just do Sankirtan, chant Hare Krishna and preach. You'll have my association. You'll be delivered. You'll get the full benediction. You'll get the full wealth of Prema Bhakti, Nam Sankirtan. Goloketa Prema Dan, Harinam Sankirtan. Now in the case here, as we will be discussing more in this chapter, we're just touching on it today, but subsequent verses will go into greater detail. In this case, where these young men are already so qualified and they're not in the household of life, then actually we should encourage them not to enter household of life. For those who are already in household of life, and don't be frustrated. You can get the perfection. You can get Mahaprabhu's association. You can become empowered. Vakshribhas Thakur. Mahaprabhu began the Sankirtan mission in the house of the householder. You can become as his power. That's how powerful is Mahaprabhu's mission. So don't be discouraged. But those who are not in the household life, better you don't enter. That's Narad's mood, as will be described here. Better you don't enter. So we'll hear more on this over the next few days. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. There's a few minutes if anyone has any question. Grihamedi. Yeah, because as we were discussing, a real Grihastha is not undercoop, as full of knowledge, like Srivas Thakur. Wasn't at all bewildered by his son's death. So it's a Grihamedi without Krishna consciousness.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, as you mentioned that ideal householder life, like Srivas Thakur, living simple, that we can devote more and more time to Krishna consciousness. But, you know, and we have community in Vrindavan and Mayapur. Vrindavan, we don't have influence because so many sects are there. But Mayapur, ISKCON has prominent effect. But this is a very sad situation that in ISKCON.
What's Mayapur, the question?
Sad situation.
What's the question?
Yeah, this is comment, not the question.
What's the comment?
That devotees, even they are in Mayapur, and they are not an ideal householder platform.
Okay, so you should become exemplary and set example for everyone. Other questions? Yes, there's a question at the back. Question at the back.
Hare Krishna. How do we know when our attachment for devotional family members becomes material?
Devotional what?
If we have a devotional family, how do we know our attachment is becoming material? How do we correct that?
There are guidelines for grihasthas, like for example, giving charity, and the principles of spiritual life and the sadhana practices. And as Mahaprabhu is ordering, grihastha should also preach. So if a person is doing those things, then that's legitimate. What's going on internally, it's up to the individual. It's a little hard to assess. But the external standards should be there, that if these become compromised, that the sadhana becomes compromised, or the contribution to the mission is minimized, then that would be indicating that one has become overly attached. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Shishinitai Gaudapramanandi, Hari Hari Bol.